The inclusive economic growth has been on the agenda of both the recent G20 and the upcoming APEC meetings. So is that just a coincidence? And how could leaders from the 21 APEC members to help promote inclusive growth in the Asia-Pacific region?
I don't think this is a coincidence between G20 and APEC members, because G20 membership does not cover all APEC members. So both of them have the need. This is a need not only for both of them, but also for all the economies in the world alike, especially under the persistent downside pressure. And inclusive growth was initiated by Asia Development Bank as early as in 2007. The central meaning is a shared growth for all. And APEC set an ambitious global goal, that is the market and the economic integration by the year 2020. And without the shared growth, the global goal would not be possible to attain. During this APEC summit, I'm sure that APEC economy leaders will discuss on the specific ways for inclusive growth, how to coordinate their macroeconomic policies, how to help each other in structural changes in order to sustain growth in the whole APEC region.
What role can China play in this year's APEC meeting when it comes to regional economic integration?
China will certainly play a leading role in the forthcoming APEC summit, because China follows closely the world an open policy and a free trade arrangement with its neighbors and with the region as a whole. So China's Belt and Road initiative does not coincide with APEC region, because the Belt and Road moves not only to the south and east, but mostly to the west. That means linking Euro-Asia. While APEC mainly covers the member economies across the Pacific, however, there's one thing in common, that is a cooperation for connectivity, both physically and people-to-people, for trade facilitation, for free trade and investment arrangements, and for close financial cooperation.
As negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal have been finalized, will the possible signing of the TPP affect the process of launching the Asia-Pacific Free Trade Area?
At this moment, Free Trade Area of Asia-Pacific, or we say EFTA, is still under a strategic study. This study will last until the end of 2016. So at this year's summit, the APEC leaders will review the progress for the past year since the Beijing summit and how to proceed further with the strategic study for the next year. That will continue with no change. As far as the specific influence of TPP to EFTA's future, we still have to watch the progress of TPP itself, whether more members will join in TPP, because TPP up to now has only 12 members. So if all the other members, including China, will join in TPP, that will affect EFTA. Otherwise, it will not. EFTA will still go on.